My name is Karina. I'm from Norway. And we were taught English in school from the age of 7. And then I moved to London and I was there for a year. And then I moved to New York and I was there for half a year. And then I moved back to Norway for a bit. And then I came here to Scotland. So suppose living in London influenced my accent a bit, because, well, before that I had an Australian boyfriend, so that was the first time I properly speaked English. So when I came to London, people were asking, like, they couldn't understand that I was Norwegian because I had an Australian accent, because I'd just been copying him, and he had kind of a posh, he was from Melbourne, kind of posh accent. But it quickly kind of got more influenced by London, and we were taught RP as well. School, we've been taught English both in RP and general American, depending on the teacher. Had an American teacher.
I'm Vera, or Vera, and I'm from Finland. I'm from the northern part of Finland, which is important because, you know, people speak differently there than in the southern part of Finland. And we were also taught English from the age of 7. It was a mixture of RP or general American, depending on the teacher. Pretty much the same stuff as with you. And I think that was kind of bad, because now I speak a mixture of RP and American, and it's a bit weird sometimes. It fluctuates between those two. It's not constant usually. I was always taught by people who are Finnish. It was such a small town, there was no one like from anywhere outside. And I've been living in Finland until now.
So what do you miss about home?
I miss, this is funny, but I miss the skies, because they're different there than they are here.
Really?
I don't know, it's they're larger and they're more dramatic. Here it's a bit of a constant grey, you know. Mm. Usually, yeah, the sky is just magnificent in Finland. I also miss the sauna. Because it's, you know, it's a part of your, not daily life, but weekly life at least. And it's just so good for you. It relaxes your muscles and gets all this, like, you sweat out all the nasty stuff. And it's just time to yourself. It's really nice, but haven't found that here. Haven't found a good sauna.
Mm.
How about you? What do you miss about home?
Well, I grew up on an island just outside of Oslo. So I miss having a 5-minute walk to the beach, and going for runs in the forest. Mm. And also we still have a cabin, just a 2-hour drive away from home. So during winter I would always go cross-country skiing. Mm. So that's what I miss, and my friends, and my sister.
Oh yeah. What do you like about Glasgow?
I like the school. I like Single End. they have nice food.
Mm.
I like Calvin Grove.
Yeah.
Big nice park. Mm. I think people are friendly.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you like about Glasgow?
I like the people. People here are so nice. It's such a difference compared to Finland. I went back to Finland during the spring break, the break we just had now, and I've been here for 6 months continuously. Haven't gone back, and I went back. It was so dramatic to me, because people just were so quiet and so much like in their own little bubble. Yeah, I just really love the people here. Everyone, like, you can just have a chat with a stranger on the street.
Mm.
That's fantastic to me.
Especially when they're drunk, which is all the time.
Yeah, it's great. But it's always, I don't know, people have heart. It's really nice. Yeah, and I like the ruggedness of Glasgow. It's not as nice and neat as back home or whatever. It's just like, it has substance. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, so what did you think about how Scotland handled the snow?
They don't handle it at all. The first time I actually freaked out about how people deal with the cold or whatever. So I was on an Uber, and it was one of the first days of like 0 degrees. Things just started to, you know, freeze a bit, and it was late night. I was on an Uber, and I was like, do you have winter tires on this car? Because it was really slippery. And he's like, nah, what do you mean winter tires? And I'm like, shit, I'm gonna die, am I? Yeah, and then the big snow came and the city was just paralyzed for like 4 days, and the food ran out of the shop. So it was just close to my place, there was this big crossroad and a huge like Tesco truck stuck in that crossroad, like in the middle of it for like 3 days. There's just food rotting in this big truck. It's just like, how? I mean, I know Scotland doesn't get snow, or the UK doesn't get snow that regularly, and usually it's a lot less, isn't it? Hopefully, they can't deal with it. But it was fun. It was fun to see people just, you know, you get this random day off, like suddenly, spontaneously, you don't have to go to work because you can't. And then you just hit the parks, have a lot of fun, just throw snowballs at loads of people. Everyone's just so happy, even if it was a tough situation, kind of, with the, you know, with everything just stopped.
I'd never heard the expression snow day before, because that's not a thing, because we always go to school anyway, no matter what the weather is. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten any education at all during winter. Because usually, especially when I was a child, before all the climate change got worse and stuff, but we would always go and just like play outside. But it was such a joy coming to the park and watching everyone with their like sledding on their frying pans, or I don't know, whatever, what you call it, baking trays, or
they were so clever with it,
or plastic bags or anything. They had so many weird things they were sledding on, and all the joy,
the
amount of people that were outside,
it
was a lot of fun.
It was lovely to see
for the first day, and then I got a bit bored.
I want to go to school. I can't. What?